Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is the One Extraordinary Marriage Show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex is taking the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DeLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663, or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. In today's episode, we're celebrating our 800th episode with reflections on where it all began. We're revisiting episode 1, 60-Day Sex Challenge, as we celebrate this milestone episode.
And I think Robert Frost said it best as we're talking about journeys and whatnot when he said, "Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference."
Mm-hmm.
And as we look back and reflect and look towards the future and discuss all of that in today's episode, that will really be very central to the celebration of 800 episodes. But we start every One Extraordinary Marriage episode with a hug. And the hug comes from a post that was in the One Family private Facebook group that says, we don't just want a good marriage. Mm-hmm. We want an extraordinary marriage. Coming up on our 25th anniversary this September, and we've had in those 25 years our ups and downs and challenges. As we began digging deeper into our walk with Jesus, we've been growing and learning. Then we found ourselves in a disagreement and had to talk through it and understand each other better on purpose. We had a discussion. I mentioned that I'd love to get your Six Pillars of Intimacy book and workbooks. My husband bought it, and we've been going through it the past couple of weeks. We are both enjoying it, honestly. We didn't think we'd get to do this together, but I am beyond thankful for all the work that you guys do.
Awesome. I love it. And congratulations on that 25th anniversary. It's a big one for sure. Mm-hmm. I think it's a silver anniversary, right?
I don't remember all the medals.
Yeah, I forget too. But I think 25 is silver and 50 is like gold or
something. 50 is for sure gold.
All right. Well, there we go. So we'll just say 25th is silver. And
okay.
Call it good. I'll look it up here.
As Tony said at the top of this episode, this is number 800 for us. And I think when we say it out loud, it just like hits.
Yeah. Well, first and foremost, you know what? Thank you to all of you. I think that's the more, I think that's the bigger thing.
Like,
I wouldn't
be here without all of you.
Yeah. I think 800 episodes is amazing. I mean, it's over 14 years of getting behind our microphones each and every week. And yet I think the testament to 800 episodes is the One Family. Mm-hmm. I really do. I think it's you guys. It's all of you who've listened in for maybe a week. Welcome. We are truly honored and blessed to have you part of the One Family on this journey here at One Extraordinary Marriage. And to those of you who've been listening for a year or 5 years or 10 15. Or 13, or maybe you've been listening almost since the beginning, wherever it may be, 800 episodes doesn't come because Elisa and I just got behind microphones. It's because there's a movement. Mm-hmm. There's a revival in marriage happening here in our country and around the world for those of us who believe in the foundation, the sanctity of it, and what it means to fight for it and to wake up every morning, even in those times when it's awesome, and even in those times when it's rough, we wake up and we're like, no, we want an extraordinary marriage. And how do we do that? And what do we do? And so I think for me, and I would suspect you as well, Elise, is the big thank you is to you. Mm-hmm. It's to you, the One Family, to listening in and going, we want an extraordinary marriage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's crazy because, you know, in so many respects, this almost didn't happen. Like if you go back to 2005, and we're going to do a little One Extraordinary Marriage history lesson today. But if you go back to 2005, Tony and I were not in a great place in our marriage. Our kids were 2 and 5. We were we were doing the roommate thing. I can't even say we were doing that well. We shared a bed. We shared a house. We could handle, you know, passing off the chores. But we weren't good, you guys. Like, Abby was two. And I remember having the thoughts like, is this it? Right? Is this it? Is this what life is supposed to be? Like, am I just going to muddle through until she's 18?
Which she turned in November.
She turned 18 in November. Guys, she goes to college in 4.5 months. And if we had said, you know what, we're just going to hold on until she goes to college. Well, first of all, the last 16 years would have been crap.
True.
But secondly, like it would be ending right now. And I know a lot of you have actually had that thought. Mm-hmm. And we got really radical. You guys that have heard episode one, you know that there was that point in time when Tony, who had been rejected so many times by mm-hmm. me sexually, and we're watching, like, I have to give a shout out. We have not seen this couple in ages, but Rick and Lynn Maloney, their daughters were on one of the morning talk shows for doing beach tennis.
Evening?
Well, we watched it in the evening, but it was a recorded clip.
Oh, okay.
But they were part of our church at the time, and they're just like, hey, you know what? We wanted to share that our girls are doing this. They're doing this beach tennis thing. And
they were in our small group.
Yeah.
That's how we knew.
Yeah, but they were an older couple and it really just kind of took on that mentoring spot. And their girls segment was right. I can't remember if it was right before or right after.
Right before.
It was right before these couples that had done these sex challenges, right? And, you know, so we're super excited. It's our friends' daughters and, you know, they're on TV. And so we watch them. And then there's this segment on sex challenges. So I was like, let's just see what they're talking about.
Why not?
Why not? Why not? And there were two couples that had done, you know, one had done 101 days and one had done, you know, a gift of a year for her. A wife had given that to her husband for his 40th birthday. And I remember Tony looking at me that night and going, what if? You're like, we're getting ready to lead this small group at our church. What if?
Yeah. And that's where the book Intimacy Ignited came in.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
because we were doing that study.
Right. We were doing this study around the Song of Solomon. And because even back then in 05, I was like, we need to talk about sex more in the church. And I got to say, we're coming up on 20 years.
Oh, my gosh.
And we still need to be talking about sex more in the church. So if I have my pastors out there who are listening, like, let's do this thing. Mm-hmm. I have numerous pastors calling me going, Tony, we want to bring you and Elisa into our church. We want to talk about the six pillars of intimacy. And we need to talk about sexual intimacy in a healthy way. So if that's you, like, reach out to us. Like, hit up our assistant, Heather. Go to heather@oneextraordinarymarriage.com and just say, hey, I'd love to talk to Tony about bringing you guys in. Because it's been almost 20 years.
That's crazy to think about.
And there's still a battle we are fighting. It's a battle for the souls of folks in those seats. Mm-hmm. And to learn about a healthy sexual intimacy between a loving husband and wife. And so I was stepping into that place going, we need to talk about this now. And so doing that almost 20 years ago and then seeing this segment, as many of you know, and we'll put the link here to episode one if you want to listen to the entire story. But in that evening and in that moment, I was just looking at Elise and I just said, hey, like, we're going to do this study for 8 weeks is what I'm thinking in my head. I'm looking at her and I go, what if we do a 60-day sex challenge? Like, what if? Like, these people did it for 101 days straight. Another gave her husband 365 days, never told us how many they actually did. But I'm thinking in my head, we could do this. Even in the state we're in, we can do this. And lo and behold, she said no that night.
Quickly. Very quickly.
And then came out of the bathroom with this green facial mask on, which ended it that night even. Mm-hmm. And so it wasn't until the next day where she had this moment in an experience with the Holy Spirit where she was like, we're going to do this. And I remember coming home from work and her coming up to me and going, hey, like, let's do this. like, let's do this. And I'm like, do what? What are you talking about?
I was so disappointed, you guys. I really thought that, like, the banners were going to unfurl and it was going to say Wife of the Year Award given to Elisa DiLorenzo.
I just come home from work. And back in the day, I had a business called The Dent Dude. I removed dents out of cars called Paintless Dent Repair. And so I was tired. I was like, what are we talking about? And then once she told me, it was like, okay, like, we can do this. After the little bit of the stage fright hit me, which I still get when I do step onto stages. And I was like, okay. And we did it. We started that journey. We got radical. And we're here to tell you today, some 799 episodes later, you don't need to have a 60-day sex challenge to get radical in your marriage. Mm. There are many things that you could do today in your marriage to get radical. And we still have to get radical even in our own lives and in our own marriage at times. Do we step into a 60-day sex challenge? No. Actually, I got to give a big old shout out to the many of couples in the one family who have literally blown us up, like destroyed us in a good way, to go, you know what? Our sexual intimacy is the catalyst that is going to strengthen our other pillars of intimacy. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have couples, I mean, they're on like 200 plus days. I know one couple who went something like 120 odd days.
We know a number of couples that are in that like 100 to 200.
Even 100 days, whatever mm-hmm. that may be, like super kudos to you, because I know the commitment it takes. This isn't no like, oh, okay, we're gonna make this thing happen. Like, you and I both know, it takes a commitment. Mm-hmm. It takes a desire. It takes a, like, we are all in. We're not going to stop. Like, this, and you and I know that, because even after 7 days, even 14 days, you and I are like, all right, we're good. Like, Elisa and I have found our rhythm and our flow. And that's okay, because for you, you can find your own rhythm and flow. Mm-hmm. And so, a big kudos to those of you who've gone above and beyond. And so for Elisa and I, we started that journey and we ended up completing 40 out of 60 days. Mm-hmm. And it transformed our lives. And it wasn't just the sex. If anything, I shared it, the sexual intimacy is the catalyst, but everything else started to get stronger. Mm-hmm. That loving feeling, that emotional intimacy, the recreational intimacy, the romancing, the initiating, the desire to even be around one another began to grow more.
Well, and you know, I do want to dig into, you know, just some more of kind of like what we learned and mm-hmm. you know, what the gift of all of this hindsight, as they say, 2020, has given us. And so let's do that after this break. We're back. And Tony and I are journeying down memory lane. You know, with this being our 800th episode, we're revisiting episode one, and we're not giving you a play-by-play of what that was. Like he said, he's going to link to it. But reflections all these years later, because I think, mm-hmm. you know, one of the important things to think about in your own marriages too is that there are these milestone moments, right? Yep. There are, like the Robert Frost quote, there are those moments where the road will diverge. And you get to choose, right? You stand there. And which path are you going to take? And that was us. Guys, when he first proposed the 60-day sex challenge, I was like, I am going down easy path. Like the one that's already been well-worn, the one that says, you know what, sex life like diminishes over, you know, the life of a marriage. The one that says roommate syndrome is good. The one that says, you know what, just make it through until you, like that was the easy path. Mm-hmm. That was the one that I like was, and then there was this other path that said, commit to having sex with your husband for 2 months. And I'm like, that thing was overgrown. It was like dark. It was like, I have no idea what's behind door number three. Like what is on that path? But I will tell you, making the commitment to that challenge, and ultimately what it was making a commitment to the marriage.
Mm-hmm. Making the marriage a priority. You say that so well and so many times when we're talking and we're speaking. And it always hits me when you say that, because it was us making a commitment, making our marriage a priority again. And literally every time you do say that, I just sit there and go, yeah, you know, are we making our marriage a priority? to have and to hold, to love and to cherish, till death do us part. Are we doing that?
And I will say in that moment, and it seems so inconsequential. Like, I wish you guys could be there, like, with me. Literally, it was a basket full of laundry where, you know, like, I heard, it was my come to Jesus, literally a come to Jesus moment, because I heard what I believe to be the voice of God just being like, are you really not going to try? And I think we have those moments in our marriage where it's like, are you really not going to try? Are you not going to try and learn who your spouse is? Like, I was out walking with a girlfriend this past weekend, and we were talking about the podcast and the fact that this episode was going to be coming up. And I literally had this revelation in the middle of talking with her. I said, you know, one of the things that struck me was the fact that, like, before we would have sex almost every time, like, I still wanted to have a conversation with Tony. And like, there would be times when he's like, all right, have you used all your words yet? Like, how close are you? Like, how much longer do I have to wait?
Well, there's a real thing for us guys. And I'm going to just say this. We get erect. We're excited. We're ready to go. So erection is on. And then you start talking. Erection comes down. And so then it's like, okay, well, I was aroused. I'm still in this arousal state, but erection has gone down. Listening, engaging.
Emotional intimacy.
Absolutely. And yet I'm in the back of my head, I'm like, okay, like, when am I going to get aroused here again? And so there's this up and down happening for us guys where we're like, we're aroused. I want to get you aroused. I want to pleasure you. Give you an orgasm. And so when the talking happens, it's sort of this up and down wave of, okay, that's all.
Which
I'm
totally saying. Get. But my epiphany as I was talking to my girlfriend was the fact that, you know, looking back on that time, I spent all day with the kids, right? Mm-hmm. I was a stay-at-home mom. So my conversations revolved around, like, Cheerios and Dora the Explorer and, you know, packing a lunch for a kindergartner. I mean, that was really the season I was in. And so, like, Tony would come home and I'm like, oh my gosh, thank God I get to talk to an adult. And like, I had all these words because don't touch your sister and clean up your room and put your dishes in the, like, that's not real conversation. And so I was like, oh my gosh, I said to my girlfriend, I'm like, that's why I had to use up all those words. Like, I had to have that connection with not just the desire for the emotional intimacy, but I'm like, I was in that season. And maybe some of you are in that season where you've got young kids and your husband's, you're like, why does she want to talk to me so much? Because she's talking Paw Patrol and sippy cups all day long. And sometimes she,
And on the other side of it, though, too, for those of you who have been married a blink of an eye in 25 years or so, last night, I mean, I was like, all right, well, let's go enjoy each other. Let's connect. And they're like, all right, let's go. And all of a sudden, Elisa gets into one of her little, like, well, how was your day? And how have you? Which is cruel. No. Listen, I'm okay.
Oh,
with
I wish
it.
You could see my face, because I don't know if you guys remember an episode a little while back when he's like, you didn't even ask me how my day was. I was being so intentional.
It was great. But again, get into bed. Where's my mind? Where am I at? Knowing that we're going to, like, have sex. And so, but it was fantastic. I mean, we probably talked for 30 minutes. I held my first Better Intimacy Starts Between the Ears session last night, mm-hmm. Which was wonderful. And so just even getting to share that with Elisa and Elisa sharing stuff with me. But again, you get into bed thinking we're going to go after this thing. And you're just sort of like, okay, yeah. And at the end of the day, was it worth it? Absolutely. To be there and connect emotionally definitely made the sexual intimacy part of it much more intense and us focused on one another and not distracted. Because I feel like even during the 60-day sex challenge years ago, you know, there are many a times where we were still learning. We were mm-hmm. still trying to figure out that dance of what's it look like in our bed, because we hadn't had sex we didn't have sex so often that we were sort of like awkward, I would say, almost in our bed of how we engage with one another when it came to sexual intercourse. And now I think having done numerous challenges and living out the intimacy lifestyle for 11 years.
2008?
No. 2006. So with 6 and 04.
No, we did not do the challenge in 2006.
We did the challenge in 05. No, we did the challenge in 08.
08.
08. There we go. I'm like, where am I here? 08.
I'm like, nothing happened in 06.
Yeah.
That was probably part of the problem.
So 08, 09, mm-hmm. 19, 16 years we've been doing the Intimacy Lifestyle mm-hmm. Challenge. And so we know that the dance and what it's like to engage with one another so much more than when we did our 60-day sex challenge. Mm-hmm. I think that period of time was a lot of learning for one another. And for some of you, it may mean that's where you're at. Because sexual intimacy isn't something that's just a one and done and you're like, okay, we did it, we're good. There is a dance. There is a there is this beauty in it of what we're doing. And sometimes those movements we do are very similar. Just in if you're gonna, and I don't salsa dance, but I'm gonna use salsa dancing because I want to salsa dance.
Okay.
But if you are salsa dancing, there are probably certain moves you are doing with your partner to move her around the floor, right?
Yes.
But that
you are correct.
But I'm just saying, ballroom dancing or whatever type of dancing you want to do. I don't know, country dancing, line dancing, whatever. But there are certain moves you are doing to move your partner from one place to another around the floor or from this way to that way. And I do think in our sexual intimacy, it's part of that, right? Mm-hmm. There are some things that we do, but we have to learn that rhythm. And a sex challenge, looking back at it for myself, we got into some sort of rhythm there that we began to learn, what does a sexual intimacy look like for you and me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy to think about. It's crazy to think about, you know, the first episode of the show. It's crazy to, you know, because this, I mean, again, you want to talk about things that shouldn't happen, right? So we do the sex challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Then that was in the fall of 08. In the summer of 09, we speak at the church that we were attending at that point in time. We spoke at their marriage conference. Mm-hmm. And after the marriage conference, we start writing the first, you know, we hire a business coach and we, you know, start blogging, which just sounds ancient when you think about it in 09, and start writing the first book. And then Tony buys this box of equipment, you guys.
What was the first name of One Extraordinary Marriage? Do you remember? It was like 13.
No, I
don't even remember.
We have some bad logo designs in our pack. Like, there are some
bad.
like awkward middle school photo type
stuff,
type logos and designs. Mm-hmm. But I think to the fall of 2009, mm-hmm. and you had heard about podcasts. You were probably listening to podcasts.
I was.
And I had no idea what a podcast was. And he buys this box of equipment, you guys. And he parks it right inside the garage door so that we trip over it.
It's like our hall.
It was the main hallway.
Yeah, it was a townhome back that we owned back in the day. And it just sort of sat right there in that hallway, right in front of the garage door to the garage.
And like 2.5 months.
And it just sat there. And yeah, it was funny that one day you just sort of tripped over and got a little mad at me.
Not the one day, but a day. Yes, because there was a lot of that back in those days. But I'll tell you, I didn't want a podcast.
Yeah.
I didn't want to get behind the microphones. I didn't want to talk about our marriage. I didn't want to. He bought it and I'm like, oh my gosh. Like in my head, I'm like, another one of Tony's big ideas. And when I finally did get irritated, I'm like, are we going to use this or what? This is the most expensive paperweight doorstop I've ever bought. It actually... It makes me emotional to think that we almost didn't do this.
Mm-hmm.
That all those years ago when I tripped over that box and I was so angry. Angry that it was just one more thing in our house. Angry that, you know, we'd done something and you had another idea. And I remember thinking when he's like, okay, like I'll get it set up and we'll do this. And I'm like, all right, you got 5. I'm giving you 5 episodes and then this should burn out of your system.
It should burn out.
And the fact that we're at 800, because you all started listening, you wanted something different.
Yeah.
That there was a message, a Facebook message from somebody that I knew in high school after episode 3 that really questioned who we were and what we were doing, and that we chose an episode 4 to answer that and to actually establish our core values, that we would always be open, honest, and transparent. That I'm good. I got tissue. You know, I am grateful, as hard as it was to get that message after episode 3, because we'd never put ourselves out there like that. Like, I didn't know that putting myself out there, that Tony and I putting our marriage out there, that we would expose ourselves to people that didn't like us, people that would question us.
To this day.
People that had opinions, that didn't like our voices, that didn't like the way we spoke, that didn't like how fast I speak, you know, that didn't like...
Or do like one of our friends does. Go at half speed, and you'll hear Tony and Elisa after a couple of drinks.
Yeah.
There you go.
Or listen to us at double speed, and it sounds like we're, you know, like Mickey Mouse.
We do. We talk fast. We do things, and it's who we are. And again, as I said at the beginning, this episode is dedicated to you, because there's a desire. And I think we came behind these microphones for healing. And truly, what's happened over the years is we've been able to heal ourselves and have breakthrough. But to see you have breakthrough and see you get encouraged and see hope instilled in you to have the extraordinary marriage. None of us are perfect. None of us are going to, you know, ride in and just be like, I'm the best thing since sliced bread. And this thing called marriage. There are many a dynamics. And for those of you who've been listening for a while, you know it. There are times when we've just been status quo in our own marriage. I want to say the 200-300s. I mean, literally all we did during the 200-300s was an episode a week. I was running my business. Elisa was doing some other stuff. But we came behind our microphones because we wanted to, for us, it was our time. Mm-hmm. And two, we knew there was one couple out there that we could impact. And so we continue to just get behind our microphones. And I think the message today and the encouragement today to you is step out. Mm-hmm. Step out in faith. Challenge yourself. Get radical somewhere in your marriage. Go do it. Maybe your spouse isn't ready right now. Okay.
I wasn't ready, you guys.
Then you do something. What can I do? A mantra we've had for years. It's in the 6 pillars of intimacy, because we believe in it, and so we believe in it so much. Sometimes we have to step out. Was there rejection in my marriage? Absolutely. 11 years. It still happens to this day at times. I still feel it at times. Elisa knows it happens. We know it. But we still get up. We still stand up. We still get behind our microphones. We still engage with one another. And sometimes we got to get radical. In the seasons ahead for us, we don't know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be a radical season. Things are going to change. And so, yeah, 800 episodes. It's a moment. It's crazy to think about to be here. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else, baby doll. I really wouldn't. I think it's a testament to who you are, to overcome your own challenges and your own adversity, and to see you grow over the years. It's been truly a pleasure and an honor and a blessing to be by your side and challenging you. And you challenging me. It goes both ways. And it's going to continue to happen. So with that, one family, go make this week extraordinary. Go make it extraordinary. Do something radical for you. I don't know what that is. Elisa and I don't know what that is. But go do something, because you don't know where it's going to end up. We want to, in this world, in this day and time, we want everything to happen now. We want the instant gratification. I want him to change. I want her to change. I want something to happen now. Let me tell you, it's a journey we are on. And if you don't get started, you're not going to get anywhere. You're going to sit in the dock on a boat that's not going to move. So are you going to push away, get into the ocean, and see what happens? And that's only a choice that you can make. But guess what? We're here for you. We're going to continue to encourage you. We're going to continue to bring hope and see you have the extraordinary marriage you desire. So with that, thank you for being part of the One Family. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your lives and to get to 800 episodes. We'll continue on and we're going to continue to see the glory and the magnificent things to come. So with that, love you guys.